The time is 1330 UTC on May 9th, 2006, and this is Audio Wiki News News Briefs. United States. President George W. Bush has announced U.S. emergency food shipments to Darfur, a province of Sudan. He has asked Congress to approve $225 million in aid. Sudan and the biggest rebel group signed a peace deal last Friday to end the three-year-old civil war, claiming more than 200,000 lives. Condoleezza Rice, U.S. Secretary of State, will address the U.N. Security Council to help speed up the deployment of U.N. peacekeepers to the Darfur region. United Kingdom. Newly appointed British Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett today confirmed that there are no plans for military action in Iran. Beckett has been speaking at a meeting in New York to discuss international policy concerning Iran with her counterparts from France, Germany, Russia, China and the US. Speaking on BBC Radio, she said, quote, "It's not anybody's intention to take the course of military action," unquote. Beckett refused, however, to rule out action as inconceivable in the way that her predecessor Jack Straw had. Australia. The Australian Budget Appropriation Bill No. 1 for 2006 to 2007 was released by the Australian Liberal Party Australian National Party Coalition Government Treasurer, Peter Costello. Costello noted the resilience of the economy against natural disasters and terrorism, and through, quote, "disciplined and prudent management," unquote, the government was able to, quote, "repay Labour's debt," unquote, of, quoted, $96 billion of net debt, and the government was now, quote, "debt-free." Costello noted that the government budget was in, quote, "surplus for the ninth time," unquote, with a forecast surplus of $10.8 billion. And also from Australia, the news, the two miners who had been trapped almost 1 kilometre beneath the surface of Beaconsfield, Tasmania, in a collapsed gold mine for 14 days, have now been rescued. The men, Brown Webb and Todd Russell, were well enough to walk out from the lift onto the surface and threw their arms up in exultation. They then walked to a board and removed their location tags to indicate that they were no longer underground at approximately 5:59 a.m. AEST before embracing family and friends and making their way to the waiting ambulances. The vehicles slowly made their way through the crowds with a police escort, and the miners waved to the crowds through the open rear doors. They will undergo medical supervision at Launceston Hospital for 24 hours before being confirmed well enough to return home. Today the day saw the rescue of trapped miners Brand Webb and Todd Russell in Beaconsfield, Tasmania. Their colleague Larry Knight, 44, was farewelled at a funeral service in Launceston. Knight was killed when a small earthquake triggered a rockfall, killing Knight and trapping Webb and Russell. India. The main suspect in the 7th March bombing of Varanasi was shot dead by Indian security forces in Kashmir early this morning. Abu Zubair, an operative of the Pakistan-based terrorist group Harkat-ul-Jihad-Islami, was gunned down in a coordinated operation involving the Jammu and Kashmir State Police Special Task Force and the Indian Army. We invite you to visit wikinews.org for up-to-date news and information. This has been Audio Wiki News News Briefs. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.